Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news overnight on deadly weather that's torn through the South. But first, the death of Lisa Marie Presley at the age of 54. Elvis Presley's only child rushed to a hospital in Los Angeles after she went into cardiac arrest. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper looks back.
In an interview with CBS's Sunday Morning in 2005, the singer-songwriter talked about the problem she faced when trying to promote her own career.
I'm trying to promote a record. It's like they can't help but want to focus in on anything but that. It's like, oh, we got a hold of her. Let me ask her all these sensationalistic questions about whatever, which is the frustrating part.
Presley earlier this week at the Golden Globes praised Austin Butler's portrayal of her father in the movie Elvis.
It was mind-blowing.
Lisa Marie Presley's last Instagram post talked about the grief over losing her own child, Benjamin Keough, to suicide in 2020. A statement from her mother, Priscilla, says the family is shocked and devastated. Now to the South, where the same storm system that's devastated California spawned more than 30 suspected tornadoes, killing at least 7 people. WIAT's Tim Reed is in Hale County, Alabama.
One resident tells me his wife and their daughter and her 4-year-old child took cover in their basement.
Fortunately, the house is tore up, but I've got good insurance. Some of these other people might not have good insurance, and they're just out whatever they lost.
County officials tell us they are here for these storm victims and will help them as much as possible.
Among the deaths, a 6-year-old boy near Atlanta killed when a tree fell on a car. A special counsel is now looking into documents marked classified, found at 2 separate locations connected to President Biden. CBS's Jared Hill.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has appointed Robert Herr, a veteran prosecutor who served under former President Trump, to investigate President Biden's handling of classified material.
It was in the public interest to appoint a special counsel.
President Biden confirmed to reporters yesterday that classified documents were found in a locked garage at his home in Wilmington, Delaware.
After the suspect in the murders of 4 university students in Idaho waived his right to a speedy preliminary hearing, the judge set the date for June 26th to give Brian Koberger's lawyers more time to prepare. Shannon Gray represents the Goncalves family, whose daughter Kaylee was among the victims.
I think the family's a little surprised it's been delayed so long. That's 6 months out. It seems like quite a ways out for that type of hearing.
Dow futures up 20, and it's Friday the 13th, but someone could get very lucky tonight. The Mega Millions jackpot up to $1.35 billion. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostovsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order.
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostovsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostovsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day.
Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Fear you may be missing.
Olivia from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California.
Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, welcome back to the third hour of our program. George Santos, first of all, let me just back up a little bit here. The appointment of a special counsel, Robert Herr, the former official with the Biden administration, to look into these Biden documents is, of course, causing all the Republicans to go, oh, see, told you so, it's the same thing, and we involved Trump, nothing to see here with Trump, and blah, blah, blah. Well, some reporter tracked down Adam Schiff this morning and said, what do you think? And, isn't this the same thing? And Schiff said, and I quote, if President Biden had refused to turn over classified information, if he had taken attempts to obstruct the return of that information, if his lawyer had misled the Bureau, if there were hundreds of documents when they said there were none, then you could start to draw an equivalence. But of course, none of that is the case. He said, whenever classified information is where it shouldn't be, it's a concern to me, particularly as somebody on the Intelligence Committee, but I see no equivalence here. Amen. So, we'll see where this goes. Now, to George Santos, the story is getting weirder and weirder. And where this is going to end up, first of all, you've got Kevin McCarthy, who is only Speaker of the House of Representatives right now because George Santos cast the deciding vote. Had George Santos not voted for Kevin McCarthy, he wouldn't be Speaker, or we would have gone to 20 or 30 votes instead of 15. So, number one, he needed that vote. He doesn't quite need it so much now, but he's still, he's got a very, very, very slim majority in the House of Representatives. So, he can't afford to lose anybody. And Santos represents a district in Long Island that went, I believe it was 9 points for Joe Biden in the 2020 election. So in all probability, if Santos steps down, he'll be replaced by a Democrat. There'll be a special election, but in all probability, it'll be the Democrat. And so you've got Kevin McCarthy this morning saying, the people of New York elected him, so who am I to override what the people want? Wait a minute. What the people of New York elected was a guy who was the star of the basketball team at Baruch College, who won them the tournament that year, who graduated from two different universities. It turns out George Santos didn't even graduate high school until later in his life with apparently like a GED or something. He never went to college or certainly never went to these colleges. The people in New York elected a guy who had worked at Goldman Sachs and other, J.P. Morgan, these big houses. George Santos is a guy who wrote bad checks, kind of the opposite of, being a senior executive with a bank. The people of New York elected a guy, this part of Long Island has a very substantial Jewish population. They elected a guy whose grandparents were Holocaust survivors or whose mother was a Holocaust survivor. Turns out George Santos is a Catholic, has, you know, no relation to Judaism whatsoever. The people of New York, you know, elected somebody who was wealthy and had been very successful in business. George Santos somehow suddenly came up with, you know, millions of dollars. We don't know where it came from. We do believe from the news reports that there's a Russian oligarch involved in this. The people of New York, you know, elected a guy who was running a pet charity and was saving abandoned dogs and cats. George Santos was not running a pet charity. I mean, the people in New York elected somebody entirely different than this man who calls himself George Santos. They elected a person who doesn't exist. So for Kevin McCarthy to say, well, you know, it's not for me to call, you know, the people in New York are now saying we want him out. Enough already. Get rid of this guy. And now down in Brazil, the press is all over this thing. They are trying to figure out who this guy is, where he came from, what's the deal with the bad check, when are they going to extradite him. So now it gets super weird. The story this morning, this is Kristen Wilson from CNN reporting that while Santos was leaving his office this morning in Washington, D.C., yesterday somebody cornered him, a reporter cornered him and said, are you going to step down? And he said, no, I'm not going to step down. I was elected to this job. I'm going to serve. This morning, they said, you know, the Republicans in your district, the people who run the Republican Party in Long Island are saying you should step down. And so this morning, George Santos said, and I quote, if 142 people ask me to resign, I'll resign. So, which has started this whole brand new round of head scratching in the media of like 142 people. Where did that number come from? Well, 1 + 4 + 2 = 7. 7 is a, you know, considered a spiritual number. Some people, it's their favorite number, stuff like that. There are some suggesting that he got about 142,000 votes when he won the election. Did he mean to say 142,000 people tell him to step down? Was he talking about 142 elected officials or 142 average people? Well, more than 142 average people have already called for him to step down. Was he talking about 142 members of Congress? And if so, did they all have to be Republicans? Because I guarantee you there's 142 Democrats who would sign a petition asking him to step down. So it's all getting very weird. It's all getting very, very weird. And where this is going to go, I don't know. I think the most important point, though, is that George Santos is the perfect mascot for the Republican Party. He lies about everything. He has no shame. He's awash in dark money that nobody knows where it came from. He was on the verge of being kicked out of his apartment when suddenly he had millions of dollars. He's the perfect mascot for the GOP. A corrupt liar who has been compromised by money. It doesn't get more perfect than that. Speaking of the GOP, the other big story, this is our crazy alert for the day. I wanted to share this with you. There's a new book out by Michael Schmidt. He's a reporter for the New York Times. It's called Donald Trump versus the United States. Donald Trump v. the U.S., the United States. And in this new book, which apparently has not yet been released, but is on the verge of it, and so they always leak the little piece, the juicy pieces to get people to pre-order the book, is this paragraph. This is about Kelly, you know, John Kelly, the chief of staff, the former, I believe, Army general who was Donald Trump's chief of staff. And here's the quote. This is, by the way, this goes back to the time when Trump was grandstanding around North Korea, when he was, you know, tweeting, he was in a Twitter war with Kim Jong-un. Quote, what scared Kelly even more than the tweets was the fact that behind closed doors in the Oval Office, Donald Trump continued to talk as if he wanted to go to war. He cavalierly discussed the idea of using a nuclear weapon against North Korea, saying that if he took such an action, the administration could blame someone else for it to absolve itself of responsibility. Kelly then replied to the president, "It would be tough to not have the finger pointed at us." And then he pointed out how many people would die in a nuclear exchange between the United States and North Korea. And Schmidt writes, that had no impact on Trump. He doesn't care about people dying, unless it's himself. So then Trump, quote, finally, the way that Kelly got Trump to negotiate or to try to work things out with Kim Jong-un was he said that, find the quote here. Kelly convinced the president he could prove he was, quote, the greatest salesman in the world by trying to strike a diplomatic relationship, thereby preventing the nuclear conflict. It's amazing. And Kelly was quite alarmed, apparently, first of all, he told Trump he would need congressional approval for a preemptive strike against North Korea. And Trump was, quote, baffled and annoyed. He didn't know that. He didn't, you know, he's never read the Constitution. And then also, Schmidt makes this point that North Korea was trying to spy on U.S. decision makers. And again, speaking of, you know, handling classified information, Donald Trump refused to use a secure phone. He was using an insecure phone that anybody one of these spy devices that can, you know, pretend it's a cell phone tower could hack. And there's a bunch of those around Washington, D.C. But the White House aides, quote, were alarmed that Trump would repeatedly talk on unclassified phones with friends and confidants outside the government about how he wanted to use military force against North Korea. Wow. I mean, it's just the whole level of the complete lack of respect for our government, for peace in the world, for the consequences of nuclear war. I mean, this whole cavalcade of horribles coming out of the Trump administration. And then, you know, stealing classified documents because he thought that they were souvenirs or because he thought he could sell them to the Saudis. I guarantee you, Joe Biden was not collecting souvenirs and was not selling classified documents to the Saudis and to Vladimir Putin. And I'd be willing to bet a fair amount that when this story is finally written, we're going to discover that that's exactly what Trump did.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 17 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of this.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a...
goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
It's 22 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls, Mark in Las Vegas. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. You know, if you did a show about all the ethical things that Republicans do, you could do that show in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It would save you a lot of time.
Indeed.
The reason I'm calling is, this BS committee, the Investigate the Investigators, first of all, if they issued subpoenas regarding people in the Department of Justice, the subpoenas would go to the Department of Justice. That would be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a conflict of interest. The other is that if they start interfering with legitimate investigations, that's considered obstruction. And obstruction is prosecutable. So,
Constitution says that members of Congress may not be arrested during the time of their service. While Congress is in session, you can't arrest members of Congress.
Well,
except for treason.
Well, you know, in some ways, this is treasonous.
I would not disagree, at least in spirit. Yeah.
And on the other side of the equation, and okay, so we don't prosecute them while they're in office, but tell them, well, we're going to prosecute you for obstruction when you leave office and see if that puts a damper on them.
Regarding
electric cars, Hertz came out with a study recently. They've been buying Teslas that found that they were 50 to 60% less cost to maintain overall. So there's a big, big reduction there. So people always think about just the upfront cost.
Yeah.
But once you get past that, you know, our car in the last 2 years, well, let me see, what did I do to it? I changed a set of tires. I changed the cabin air filter once. and added windshield washer fluid.
That's about it. Yeah, we're going to wipe your car. I mean, you've got a couple of motors, and you've got the steering mechanism, and that's about it. I mean, there's no transmission. There's no engine.
True.
There's not the hundreds of moving parts in the engine that need to be lubricated, and there's not all that, you know, wasted heat that needs to be ducted away from the car. Cars are only about 20% gasoline cars.
Yeah, and add in no tune-ups and things like this, and yep. not going to get your smog check every year.
Yep.
And when you charge at home, there's a time savings. People keep saying it takes so long to charge them, but we go to bed, charge at night, wake up, got everything we need for whatever we need to do the next day.
Yeah.
So I drive past the Costco and see the people in their gas cars in the line and go, boy, that must suck.
Yeah, there you go. Let's not be too, nose in the air here, Mark. I mean, a lot of people just can't afford to buy a new car right now, and we need to acknowledge that. But that's one of the good things about, the incentives. I mean, up to $7,500 here in Oregon, and then you've got the federal incentives as well. And now they even apply to used cars. I mean, this is a big deal, right? You could buy a used electric car, so lots of options. Mark, I need to move along, but thank you for the call.
It's very helpful.
Finish your thought.
Mm-hmm.
You want to finish a thought?
I was just going to say that people need to keep in mind that the $7,500 tax credit only works if you owe enough money to the feds to take advantage of it, which means that for a lot of poor people, it's not really going to do a lot of good on that end.
Is that a tax credits are actual checks to you. Tax deductions are where you have to owe money.
Yeah.
This year, are they credits or deductions? I thought they were credits.
I heard that they were tax credits, which, that's
That's cash to you. I mean, when I bought this car last weekend, I got a $2,500. They just right off the top, right there.
Well, that's Oregon, I think, right? Because you live in a sane state.
Yeah.
I'm in Nevada, which has a crazy governor, and so.
You get a Republican in Nevada.
They elected a what would I say, a Goomba guy who ran Metro here, and he's now the governor of the state. So we went from sane to really dumb, which is how you define the two different parties, by the way. You have a sane, reasonably intelligent party, and then you have basically one flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Mark, thank you. Thanks for the call and all the information. We'll continue our conversation. I'll pick up your phone calls on the other side of this break. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. We'll be right back with your calls. Whatever.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help.
They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Lisa Marie Presley, who was Elvis' only child, has died in L.A. at the age of 54 after she was rushed to the hospital in cardiac arrest. KCBS TV's Lauren Posen outside the medical center in West Hills.
People have come by, some flowers in their hands, to pay their respects to this woman that really meant so much because of her ties to music royalty.
Same storm system that devastated California spawned dozens of suspected tornadoes in the south.
I heard a sound I never heard before. It sounded like a freight train. I had to jump out and I ran out because everything was shaking like never before.
At least six were killed when a twister touched down in central Alabama. The attorney general's appointed a special counsel to investigate documents marked classified linked to the president, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
He knowingly knew this happened going into election, going into interviews. This is what makes America not trust their government.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With the I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll
get woke
in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, are you looking for a quiet, relaxing summer vacation to the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England? Then let me introduce you to American Cruise Lines. All American, made in America, run by Americans. Aboard this new fleet of small cruise ships, you will be transported to popular destinations like Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Newport. In addition, this remarkable cruise will explore the scenic rivers and intimate ports along Maine's protected coastline. You'll marvel at the Granite Mountains of Acadia National Park, admire the classic schooners in Camden Harbor, and best of all, you'll be treated to an authentic and, not to mention, delicious lobster bake on the shores of Maine. And throughout this all-inclusive journey, you can relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air and taking in the sights as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service and spectacular food. And your hotel travels with you as you go. You only have to unpack once. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your call. Charlotte in Fullerton, California. Hey, Charlotte, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I got all riled up about the solar panels on the White House.
Okay. Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, tell me about it.
Well, in 1977, I took a semester that had a biology class, Environment and Man, by Professor Krogh. And he got me so inspired, I had that water heated kind of solar panels put on the roof of my house. And I was in a family of five, and we took the longest showers on the planet, and we never ran out of very, very hot water.
Yep.
Those dishes in the White House had been boiled to have killed the germs on their dishes.
Well, I don't even know if that's the story. I mean, you know, somebody called and said that, but they might have been repeating some old talking point from the fossil fuel industry. Who knows? I remember back in the 70s.
I definitely think so, because it was totally wrong.
Yeah. In the late 70s, must have been like 79, maybe 1980, was the first time I went to Israel. And at that time, it seemed like every other house had solar water heaters. Like you're describing, like the White House had these solar water heaters on their roofs. I mean, it was all over the place. The family that we were staying with had a solar water heater on the roof, and it worked just fine. I was just amazed by how many there were. They were everywhere. And
it was wonderful. And my utility bill for all that water heating that a family of five with long showers took was $6 a month.
Exactly. Exactly. There you go. Charlotte,
oh boy.
Thank you for testifying. Thanks for the call. Thanks for your testimony. Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, what's on your mind today?
Which is more important, in Santos Act, stop another non-truthful office seeker act, or the killing of filibuster in the Senate? Which is more important?
Well, given that nothing's going to come out of the House for the next 2 years that would cause us to care about the filibuster, it seems like the Santos Act might actually be something that you might get bipartisan support, and it wouldn't be a bad thing to have a law that says that you can't lie to people.
Would it be possible for the Senate, like Mehmet Oz and Herschel Walker thing doesn't happen again? Make sure the candidates leave in the state or resign the state?
I don't know that you can put those. See, my understanding of the way that the Santos law, this SANTOS Act, would work is that it's basically based on fraud. It's what they're, you know, and you can criminalize fraud in a way that doesn't, you know, defy the Constitution and doesn't. And fraud is one of the clear exceptions to the First Amendment. The problem, Johan, is that the reason why we all let politicians lie all the time is because nobody wants to be in the business, and nobody wants our government, frankly, to be in the business of deciding what's true and what's not. You know, being the thought police in America, or even the political thought police in America. It's not a road we want to go down. Just imagine a government run by Donald Trump and the Republican Party, for example, deciding whether the things that Bernie Sanders says are true or not. And, you know, whether they're true or not. But under the Santos law, or this proposed act, if the candidate is engaging in fraud, if they're saying things that are not only demonstrably not true, but that could, you know, influence the election and have the potential to be violations of criminal law, then they could be prosecuted, or at least that's my understanding of it. So it's an area where I think it's really important that we tread very, very lightly, because one person's lie is another person's truth, sadly, in politics. Maybe not even sadly. I mean, it's just the way it's always been. So, how do you parse these things, and who's responsible for it, and what agency takes that responsibility? This is why it's almost always been the House and Senate ethics committees that have been the ones that have been deciding whether or not to punish members of Congress, and why it's so unfortunate that Kevin McCarthy has chosen to gut the House Ethics Committee and say that, you know, they're not even going to investigate George Santos through the Ethics Committee. I mean, or if they do, it'll be a whitewash. That's in my mind, a problem.
Yeah. It's more embarrassing to see that Kevin McCarthy and the party has to wait for Donald Trump to call them to decide what to do.
Exactly.
That's embarrassing.
Exactly. There you go.
Thanks, Tom.
Johan, yeah, thank you. Good talking to you. Carol in Manassas, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Two quick things. First, when you read that paragraph of that book, I'm going to get in line to buy it, but that scared me so badly. The very thought that Trump, I lived in New York. I knew that Trump was just a stupid playboy running around. But the fact that he would think that you could fire a nuclear weapon at North Korea and blame it on somebody else would actually work.
Right.
I mean,
well, that's the story of his life, is blaming his mistakes on other people, or his
yeah,
crimes on other people.
Of course. That would be a hard mistake to blame anyone on.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Alan Weisselberg just went to jail for one of Donald Trump's crimes. As did Michael Cohen.
I know. Yeah, I think he got 5 or 6 months or something like that.
Yeah, he's going to end up serving 100 days.
That isn't why I called. Yeah. It's just that the man is so stupid and dangerous that it worries me that, even more so now, that he could actually become president again. But that isn't why I called. I called to ask if you think that George Santos is, if that's his real name, I mean, everything else about him's a lie. I wonder if anyone's checked to see if that's even his real name.
It's time to start demanding his long-form birth certificate.
Right, I agree with that. I mean, the lies that he's come out with are so insane that I don't think he's just a pathological liar. I think he's a very sick man.
I do, I agree.
And, and McCarthy, whom I now call Wacky Mackey, is going to put him on a committee. I mean, which one? The Intelligence Committee?
Oh, no. What committee should George Santos be on? I can't even think. I'm not a comedian. I can't think of.
I can't either. Yeah. I mean, but this man needs to go. I mean, he's dangerous.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a world where Trump is president and Santos is in the House leadership or something?
Yeah.
I mean,
They're digging into his campaign finances now, and that's going to be his Achilles heel, because, you know, it's not illegal to lie to people. It is illegal to break the campaign finance laws. And
yes, it is.
You know, it's looking like he may have committed some serious crimes. And I think that, frankly, I would be surprised if even 3 months from now, George Santos is still in Congress.
Oh, I certainly hope so. And the other thing I want to say real quickly is, I wonder how long did it take Merrick Garland to investigate Trump, as opposed to how quickly he's investigating Biden. That kind of troubled me. I've never cared for Merrick Garland.
Yeah. No, it took Merrick Garland 2 years to investigate Trump, and it took him 2 months to investigate Joe Biden, basically. And,
that's worrying, because, for him as attorney, I think that the day that Trump dies, he will be living in Mar-a-Lago having a wonderful time.
Yeah,
he's never going to see a day where justice is.
I suspect you're right. And we shouldn't forget that the reason why President Obama appointed Merrick Garland as his Supreme Court pick was because he had gone to Orrin Hatch, the Republican senator from Utah, and asked him for the name of a federal judge who had a good reputation and was acceptable to the GOP. and Orrin Hatch gave him the name of Merrick Garland.
Well, my husband is a really good judge of character, and he's a very intelligent man. And the first time he saw Merrick Garland, he said something I almost never hear him say. He said, I don't like that man's face.
Whoa. That's, you know, Abraham Lincoln said something like that about one of his generals once, and the other general who was in the room with him said, well, he has no control over that. And Lincoln said, yes, he does. He was born with the face he was born with, but over the course of a lifetime, you create your face, which I was always haunted by that, Lincoln quote. Carol, thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'm still willing to cut Merrick Garland some slack, but I don't know. This is rather disappointing.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, and so it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. And many of the mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. Introducing Dynavite's Meal Booster, a freeze-dried meal topper that's loaded with protein and omegas. You just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste packed with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and the immune system. These toppers help our dogs, Blue and Chewy, get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life. And they must taste really good because the cats are constantly trying to steal them. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products, they offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's Dinovite.com. And check it out. They've got a whole variety of pet products there. Great stuff. Dinovite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. Dinovite.com. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls. Denise in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Hey, Denise, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Hi. Well, I just wanted to talk about how concerned and kind of appalled I am that the federal government seems to be so bad at knowing where their classified records are. I mean, why does it take years, or why does it take people notifying the government that they're gone? I mean, you can't even check out a library book without the library system knowing where your book is.
Well, there's a limited number of library books. I mean, you know, it's a specific inventory.
Yeah.
Classified documents are literally being created by the thousands every single day. And there's all these different levels of classification, from basically, you know, really this shouldn't leave this office, or this is just to this agency, all the way up to you've got to go into a SCIF to even read this thing. So, you know, it's a very, very imperfect analogy.
Yeah, point taken. But even so, it's kind of concerning that there are potentially then lots of records out there in the world, and we don't know where they are, and the government doesn't know where they are.
I get what you're saying, Denise, and my guess is that this whole kerfuffle is going to provoke a change in how classified documents are handled right across the government, because now you've got both sides have had their hands burned, their fingers burned by this. They're gonna respond to it. Denise, thank you for the call. James in Hollywood, California. Hey, James, it says you disagree with me about what?
When you suggest not all the electorates.
I'm sorry, I can't
hear you.
Say it again.
When you suggested not to go after all the fake electorates.
Wait a minute, when did I say that?
A few days ago.
Okay.
Anyhow, it's the first time. You know,
James, if I said that, I misspoke, because I think that fake electors should be held to account. They committed a crime. They tried to overturn our government. They should be prosecuted.
Okay, agreed, Tom. And first, I wish to be redundant and say you are the smartest man in all media, and you do have the smartest listeners, and I resemble that remark.
Okay.
But,
well, thank you, James.
The January 6th insurrection, everyone, all fake electorates, all congressmen with knowledge of the plan, Meadows, Perry, Miller, and Trump himself, charge them all with seditious experience.
I agree.
Conspiracy. Let them prove their innocence. This is wartime. It is ongoing, and it's going to happen again. If Biden and Garland do not act, please respond. And I have one more question for
you. I completely agree with you, James. And we try to keep callers to one topic, but what's your one question?
What happened to the federal grand jury that has the power to put you in jail till you answer the question? Ask Bill Clinton's secretary.
Oh, they're still out there.
Why are not? Ask Boebert why she was
Oh, she hasn't been hauled before a federal grand jury. I think she should. I think that there should be a federal grand jury looking into the role of members of Congress. And again, I view this as another failure of Merrick Garland. He's wimping out on this one too. James, thank you for the call. Mary in Las Vegas. Hey, Mary, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I was wondering if there's some connection between Bolsonaro and Santos. Since they're both from Brazil, maybe there's some backdoor money Bolsonaro gave them.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's into the $700,000.
Right. Yeah, apparently Santos was broke and was about the time that he decided to run for office, suddenly he had this little shell company and suddenly it had millions of dollars. And he paid himself $700,000 out of that millions. And then loaned that money to his campaign, and nobody knows where this money came from. And apparently, and I got this from Alex Wagner's show last night on MSNBC, apparently before he got the millions of dollars for his brand new shell company, I mean, literally the month before that, he was working for a company that was accused of being a Ponzi scheme and, you know, ripping people off. And so the question is, did he divert millions of dollars out of a Ponzi scheme into his own company? And I mean, you know, who knows? I just don't know. But Mary, thank you for the call. Thanks for pointing that out. Mike in Anchorage, Alaska. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hi, Tom. I was reading my morning paper, and here's this little headline: Electric Vehicles Win Truck Utility of and Utility of the Year Awards in Pontiac, Michigan, for the North American Car, Truck, and Utility Show, and the Ford F-150 Lightning. Got the truck, Kia's EV6, took the SUV, and the Integra from Honda took one car of the year.
Wow.
And the finalists were, six of the nine finalists were EVs. The F-150 other finalists were, for the truck, were the Chevy Silverado ZR2 off-road pickup, and the Lordstown Motors, who I never heard of, Endurance commercial pickup was a finalist. And the utility vehicle finalists included the Cadillac Lyriq and the Genesis 6V60.
Yeah, they are coming, Mike. They are coming. Mike, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I got to run.
No.
But thanks for that. Yes, electric vehicles are the future. Very much are the future. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires you. So get out there, get active, tag your it. There's so much you can do. Indivisible.org has some great information. And there's a bunch of other great organizations out there as well. You know, MoveToAmend.org and PDAmerica.org. So, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
the devil's advocates.
Mitch McConnell did make a public statement, right? After he voted to acquit.
Oh, nothing says the president can't be prosecuted.
Set the example for your caucus.
Convince your caucus as to why the man is not fit to serve. How do you not use your leadership? Say, you guys, this is crazy. We can't do this, and here is exactly why. Because now of the two major political parties, one of them is under the thumb of a fascist insurrectionist.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.